take that, take that. You know, little dittiness for you there. More money, more problems. Of course, we knew this was all going to be thrown out there in terms of innuendo on this case. But it's not looking very good for Puff Daddy anymore. And I know we haven't called him Puff Daddy since like 2001, but oh well. Federal authorities have intensified their probe into the music mogul Sean Diddy Combs as properties linked to him in Los Angeles and Miami raided by Homeland Security investigative agents as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. According to sources familiar with the matter, the searches unfolded on Monday. They're getting pretty dark, accusing him of sexual assault and misconduct. No charges as of our recording against him have been made at this moment, but I wouldn't be surprised if by the time you hear this, they have. While the specific nature of the investigation remains undisclosed, it marks a significant development in this case. Details regarding the investigation, including whether Combs himself is the primary target, kind of remain shrouded in secrecy. Officials declining to comment publicly. However, the synchronized raids on the properties underscore the gravity of this. The federal inquiry is strictly linked to the string of lawsuits leveled against Combs, alleging a spectrum of offenses, including sexual assault, harassment, and the solicitation and distribution of illegal narcotics and firearms. Notably, Combs' former romantic partner, Cassie, emerged as a pivotal figure in the legal turmoil, leveling accusations of physical and sexual abuse against him in the lawsuit filed last year under the New York Adult Survivors Act. Subsequent Cassie's suit, three other women have come forward with similar allegations, casting a bit of a shadow. We're seeing a bit of a trend here. Mm-hmm. Kind of R. Kelly-ish. Douglas Wigdor, who represents Cassie and another accuser, expressed hope that the federal investigation would hold Combs accountable for his alleged misconduct. We always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those that have violated the law, Wigdor asserted, signaling a resolute stance against impunity on the part of Cassie. Despite the mounting legal pressure, Combs has been denying all accusations of sexual assault, branding them as sickening falsehoods. His mm-hmm. legal team, this kind of reminds me of R. Kelly and Gayle King. They're trying to kill me, man! They're trying to kill me! Remember that? That was his legal team, led by Sean Hawley, has contested the allegations, citing an absence of sustainable evidence. I think we're going to find that pretty quick. Combs legal woes extend beyond the allegations of sexual misconduct. The music mogul, having grappled with legal entanglements in the past, notable one dates back to 99 when Combs faced charges related to a nightclub shooting, punctuating his tumultuous legal history. In light of the intensifying scrutiny, Combs has faced repercussions in both his personal and professional spheres. He relinquished his role as chairman of media network Revolt, while plans for a reality series centered on his family were also shelved by Hulu. This is probably the end of P. Diddy.
It is. And have you been tracking his jet?
Well, I've been watching that, but it appears he was, from what we understand, he was literally ready to go on spring break, and he probably did not know about these things happening. The jet that landed in Aruba or something did not have him on it, and he did not continue that flight out of the country when federal authorities met up with him at the airport yesterday in Miami. He stayed in the States. I'm going to guess there might have been a suggestion to him of, if you get on that jet, we're going to arrest you.
Yeah, well, his drug mule, Brendan Paul, was booked on two separate drug charges. They intercepted his jet, and there was Brendan.
Yep.
He's got one count of possession of suspected cocaine and another possession of suspected marijuana candy. There's tentacles everywhere.
There is. The thing with this is it's going to get very dark. This is another, and this is my conjecture on it. It's going to be as big as Epstein, but not in the same sort of way. I think that Sean Diddy is involved in a lot of things like this, but I don't think he's necessarily like being the ringleader, if you will, like Epstein was, but certainly, did coordinate, I'm going to guess, quite a bit of things here and had a lot of, people involved And we're going to find out other people, other celebrities, probably fairly well known, that may have also participated in the wrongdoing. And that's putting it insanely lightly.
Yeah.
Or the alleged wrongdoing of Diddy. And I'm going to guess there's a lot of people right now in that circle who were in that circle in, you know, the last 20, 25 years, 30 years, that are probably a little nervous right now.
I saw an article where they were naming celebrities, and Prince Harry's name came up. So, of course, that, you know, people are just swirling. Well, it doesn't mean that he did anything, but he has been seen at Diddy's mansion. He's a famous guy.
So has virtually every celebrity that was popular from 1995 to 2010 have been seen at Diddy's mansion. So it doesn't really narrow down the field a whole hell of a lot. It's not quite like being on Epstein Island. Like everyone is on that list of who's gone to a Diddy party, because at the time nobody knew. And that's another thing too. People knew the shit about Epstein and looked the other way. Were there certain people who knew this about Diddy along the way? I'm sure there was, but it was not publicized in any way to the level publicly that Epstein was, or in any way to the level of like R. Kelly was as well. There's no video of, you know, P. Diddy, at least as far as we know, you know, having sex with a 14-year-old in front of a Soul Train award in his room. You know, that was out there. And then he continued to have hits after that because somehow he was found not guilty. So what are we going to find here with Diddy? I don't know. But I'll tell you this, for a federal investigation, to get a federal warrant from a federal judge to go into two different homes in two totally different parts of the country, you got to have some solid evidence to get that. And when you go in for an investigation like that, they're not just going in like, hey, Bill, there's a computer tower over here. What do you say we take that and see what's in it? That's not how that works. They have to list specifically what they are going in there to get. And if they find it, they can take it. But they can't just like wander around the house and just start taking random shit and seeing if anything sticks to the wall. There is specific things they're going in and getting. So this is not like the beginning of the investigation and they got a hot tip last week and now, oh, let's go into Diddy's house. No, this thing has been going on for quite a while in terms of behind the scenes investigations. It's just now that they've felt that they've had enough information to go in and do this raid. And very likely what the next step is with whatever they've found, which they did take quite a bit out of each property, is they're going to take a look at that. And what likely will happen after this is they can basically take that information or take whatever evidence they find, corroborate it with whatever accusations have been made. It helps prove the accusations to have some validity to them. And then charges will likely be filed.
Yeah, this isn't something that they decided like last weekend, hey, we should look into this.
No.
It's more of a, oh my God, we've been tracking this for probably years before they decided to pounce.
Yeah, they needed solid enough information. And you need solid information if you can get a federal warrant to do this. This is not a, hey, we're just kind of, you know, checking the waters here. They knew what they were looking for. Now, what that is, I don't know. But we'll probably find out at some point. I think this is going to be a big one, and this is going to be a big, big downfall. And now there's so many, it's interesting. My God, if you were to go back to like 1998 and, say, okay, in 2024, who's going to be arrested and who's going to be, you know, behind bars or being looked into for all these horrible things, I don't think a lot of people would have picked a lot of these people, quite honestly.
No.
I mean, after Tupac and Biggie were shot, there was so much sympathy for everybody, including Sean Diddy Combs and Bad Boy. And he had his, you know, did the Every Breath You Take remake and on stage. And everybody's like, oh, he's trudging forward and he's, you know, continuing on with the memory. And he has all these parties and he's one of the good guys. And this, like, and look at this shit show.
Well, you know what? I lost faith when Bill Cosby, that whole thing went down. My whole childhood just turned upside down. So I guess I'm not surprised anymore, because Bill Cosby is a rapist.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Not alleged anymore. He is. No. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So my world's upside down ever since then. It's really hard to grasp that, you know, these heroes and, I mean, Michael Jackson. I mean, God, I can't.
I know.
It hurts.
I know. And if you want to have even more less faith in your childhood and ruin it a little bit more, go ahead and turn on HBO right now. This is not an advertisement, but there's the Quiet on the Set documentary right now.
Oh, God.
Have you watched it?
I watched part of it and I had to turn it off. I couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. And what I think one of the worst parts of it is when we hear about the celebrities who wrote support letters for those who were being charged or fired or whatever was happening with some of these pedophiles, saying how, you know, the verbiage was so weird on some of it. Like Joanna Kearns wrote one where it, and I don't have it in front of me, but it was something to the effect of like, well, there must've been like extreme temptation or something. Like, who the fuck says that about somebody like being accused of pedophilia, right? Like extreme temptation. Like,
how about morals? How about you go, I might, you know, might have a twinge, but I'm not acting on it.
Who the fuck says it about a kid? Right? Who the fuck is like, well, that kid really tempted you, didn't they? Like, what the fuck? Mm-mm. How does this even enter the lexicon of thinking? And Alan Thicke wrote a letter, and it's like, and Alan Thicke's dead, so he can't stand up for himself. And Alan Thicke, I mean, I don't know. I don't think he really had anything, but it was like, it was people that you also kind of trusted. But the thing is, I think some of these people too trusted as well. And, you know, it's not like all these pedophiles are out there like going into work every day and like, hey, I'm going to go fuck some kids. A lot of it's, you know, hidden behind the scenes and quiet, as blatant as some of these things were. But I could see, you know, some people like Alan Thicke, you know, not really being aware of it either, because he's only seeing these people on the basis of what they were truly hired to do. And then having one opinion one way and kind of being shocked when you find out that they're doing something completely different, you know, as most of us are today. I mean, there's people who work with these people one-on-one every day who had no inclination. The general public didn't either for the most part. So it's, these people operate in the shadows and they are very good at manipulating others to think that their intentions are pure when obviously they're not.
Just, it's painful. And again, you know, it goes back to, if you see something, say something. If something raises your hackles a little bit, like something's weird here. Yeah. It is. It just is until it's proven not weird.
The problem with Diddy and stuff though, is you have so much power and money. What are you going to say? I mean, what are you going to do there? Back then there wasn't, I mean, you say that he's just going to sue you and shut you down. Yeah. You know, and he's settled everything out of court with all of the accusations that have come against him. But the day has come. The day has certainly come. If you remember, Diddy was very public years ago. He was on everything, in everything, yep. Wanted to be seen. It was image. And then suddenly accusations kind of started trickling through around the Me Too time. And suddenly you didn't see Diddy much anymore. You didn't see him having the parties. You didn't see him out there in front of everything. He kind of went underground, which I think was probably wise on his part if he didn't want to be caught. But eventually, everything comes around, and eventually the truth comes to the surface, and we are just at the very tip of the iceberg, I think, in the now Sean Diddy Combs saga.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.